Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Ryan Hoffy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What's up? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour or so. So you can always call the show, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And that's R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E. And if this is the first time you've heard my show, hi. This is a mix of celebrity news, dating, and much more. It's a morning radio show and a podcast. And we have so much to get into. A lot of times radio shows will talk about what they're going to get into for 20 minutes and not get into it, but we're different here.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Now, I talked about this on yesterday's show, but I'll talk about it again. Growing up, I despised a lot of celebrities because I was trying to be, you know, different. I was trying to be outgoing and just kind of edgy. But there is one celebrity that I take pride in having utter hatred for. And that celebrity is Alec Baldwin.
Get ready for a front row seat at Alec Baldwin's wild family life.
If you've ever wondered why I got a vasectomy at age 28, listen to the sound of the screaming kids in the background. I'm good. I was playing NBA 2K last night until 10 p.m. I'm not set up to be a father.
Alec Baldwin's wild family life. The new reality show is called, what else? The Baldwins.
We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild.
You know, the funny part is any of the bad parts of the Baldwin family, they're just going to like show like a scripted version. They're not going to actually show the wicked arguments between his wife and him. I mean, you really think they're going to show the bad sides? Come on now.
We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild, and the crazy. Home is the place we love to be most.
They're all there, the embattled actor with his wife, Ilaria, and their 7 kids.
You know she's with him for the money, and I'm not saying that to sound like a shock jock or anything, but he is just a repulsive human being. But I gotta give it to him. He looks like he's been hitting the gym lately because he's wearing a dress shirt and his arms do look pretty big. So it's not like he's a bad looking guy, but you know that personality, you know, laying next to him at night must be repulsive.
They dropped the news in a wacky Instagram post, and the clip begins with them joking about the size of their family.
Hi, I'm Ilaria Baldwin.
And I'm Alec Baldwin.
And we have an announcement to make.
Oh my goodness. I see why she spoke in that fake Spanish accent.
Me, 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 me.
She sounds like a chipmunk.
Hi, I'm Ilaria Baldwin.
And I'm Alec Baldwin.
And we have an announcement to make.
Good God, no.
No, definitely not. We're done having kids.
The news comes as Baldwin goes on trial next month for involuntary manslaughter.
Maybe it's just me. I don't think it is, but it's quite the coincidence that all of a sudden they're giving him a reality show right around the time that his court case is going on. You know why they gave him the show? I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, to everybody listening in London, Missouri, Detroit, Fort Myers, Tampa, and worldwide. They gave him the show because he hit up TLC and was like, hi, I need to look good so that I don't go to prison. And they're like, yeah, we'll give you a TV show. A lot of people will watch it. You're one of the most famous actors ever.
For firing the revolver that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. He pled not guilty. Alexis,
could you imagine if he did plead guilty and was like, yeah, I did it, whatever.
royalty. Alexis Bellino was part of the Real Housewives of Orange County for 5 seasons, and she certainly doesn't think this will hurt Baldwin.
I think,
of course, it's going to not hurt him. It's going to make him look human. Now it's all scripted nonsense, but it seems like in America, for the most part, unless it's like the Trump trial, jurors are not the smartest. So they're going to be easily influenced by this. I know they're not supposed to know about things beforehand, but I never believe that. Of course it's not going to hurt him.
I think it's a very smart move, and I think everybody wants to see the real Alec after everything that has occurred.
Some are wondering if Baldwin is doing the reality show because he needs money in the wake of his legal woes arising from the accidental shooting.
Is it possible this is about money?
I mean, that's not out of the question. This would provide a consistent and steady paycheck for him.
If you've ever said to yourself, man, I should wear a condom or I should get a vasectomy, and then maybe you went, it doesn't sound like it's that bad to have kids. Listen to this. Close your eyes. Unless you're driving. Unless you're driving, close your eyes and listen to this. And when I hear that, it makes me even more grateful that I got the vasectomy. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. We're going to take you back. The 2007. You might think I'm being a little hard on Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. But remember this voicemail he left to his daughter?
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to leave a message for you. Right now,
what is it?
Again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday.
It's such a boomer thing to leave the time.
I made an ass of myself trying to get you a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing and I go and I make that phone call.
He's got that New York accent. Phone call.
7 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you...
That is so old school, not having a phone turned on. Everyone's got the phone on, because this is from 07.
I know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency.
Can you imagine telling your daughter you don't have the brains or decency? Like, you're a real scumbag.
Human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old.
I love that part. He doesn't even know his daughter's age. He's like, you're 11 or 12, one of the two.
12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned.
He's projecting because he seems like a thoughtless pain in the you-know-what.
You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out.
That sounds like a threat. Oh, Dad, why aren't you around more? And then you got him saying this, and they're like, actually, I'm glad you're a deadbeat.
Next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out.
That's a weird threat, man.
On this issue, I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again.
Behavior comes from what the parents taught. So if your daughter's behavior is not living up to your approval, maybe you failed as a father. Now, I don't know for sure if his daughters have ever seen a therapist, but my goodness, would that therapist make a lot of money? Mm-hmm. Would that therapist just be rolling in the dough? 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, we're about to take a quick break. If you're listening on the radio, don't touch that dial, but if you're listening on the podcasting platform, keep listening. And if you're listening on the radio and want to learn more about me, it's HOPPE Radio on all major podcasting platforms. And it's Ryan Hoppy Radio, RYANHOPPE Radio on all platforms. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour. Do not touch that radio dial or that smart device.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. So I have this saying on my show that if you don't feel like listening to the bangers that I'm playing, you can skip forward 10 minutes. But trust me, I pick some good songs to play on Happy Hour. And here is Young Bino with Money Snap. It's a good song. And we'll be right back.
Throw your hair back, yeah. You show your grill in this pants. Get the snapping, yo. Yeah. Let's get the moving, yo. Yeah, yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah, yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah. Ooh, that's that money snap. Yeah, yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah. Throw your hair back, baby. Shake your dreads in this pants. Yeah. Get the snapping, yo. Yeah. Let's get the moving, yo. Yeah, yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah, yeah, that's that money snap. Did the money snap? Went to the car dealership and spent the 100 stacks. Bought me a Benz and a spaceship Cadillac. Put 50 in my mouth so I can shine when I battle rap. You boys don't know me. I'm from the show me. Pull that 45, leave your brains all holy. I made this one for the people who just don't dance. Too busy drinking liquor, politicking with they mans. Or them chicks with them 6 cents. So sexy in the club, two-stepping to the beat. If you just got rich and you just came up, money snap, where you at? Like you don't give a fuck. Throw your head back, baby, show your grill in your chest. Get the snapping, yo, niggas get the moving, yo. Yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap. Ooh, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap. Throw your head back, baby, shake your dreads in this pit. Get the snapping, yo, niggas get the seeing all them hoes naked, blew that little nigga mind. Got a stack worth the one, threw him in the sky, made it rain, started money snapping, yelling that he all in the game. Man, I'm handling this fame like an inner city vet. Got my whole clique with me and we drinking more wet. Got two or three strippers trying to give me rough set. Money snapping, butt naked, ooh, they ass so fat. If I ever go broke, I'll probably take somebody life. Cause I'm trying to money snap for the rest of my life. If you been living trife and you just came up, money snap, where you at? Like you don't give a fuck. Throw your head back, baby, show your grill in this pants. Get the snapping, yo, fingers get the moving, yo. Yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap. Ooh, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap. Throw your head back, baby, shake your dreads in this pants. Get the snapping, yo, fingers get the moving.
What up?
And them fiends spinning cheese. Got the hook up with Poppy and he gave me them keys. Do that money snap. If you just hit a lick, do that money snap. If you got a bad bitch, who gon' give you her check? Man, you keep your pockets fat. Sitting in that Benz coupe or that new bubble X. In the club, you by the bar. In the hood, you a star. Got you 50 on the kush. I like my weed in the jar. Baby girl looking good in a new outfit. Got a head back snapping, baby, ooh, that's it. If your cell phone ringing, then you know it's about that paper. Do that money snap, boy, why you shake off them haters?
What's going on?
Baby, show your grill in this bitch.
Got it.
The snapping, yo, fingers get the moving, yo, bitch. Yeah, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap. Ooh, that's that money snap. Yeah, that's that money snap. Throw your head back, baby.
Oh, yeah. Young Bina with Money Snap.
Yeah, that's that money snap.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's that money snap.
Got it.
Ooh, that's that money snap.
I like Money Snap.
That's that money snap.
Oh, yeah. That song was from 2007. One of my favorite songs. On this show, we play throwbacks that are not licensed, because then if I play a song that's licensed, I will be hit with a copyright strike, and that's never fun.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by DZ BZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you it's the best CBD, oh my goodness, I'm combining words. I was going to say CBD and Delta 8. I was going to say DBD. That's cool. It's the best CBD and Delta 8 around. It's at DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%.
Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and this is a morning radio show vibe and a podcast format. Or if you've been listening on the podcast, I appreciate it. For all the info, search Hoppy Radio on all major podcasting platforms or at ryanhoppyradio.com. Now, on this show, I try to not talk too much about Travis Kelce because I find him insufferable. He reminds me of dudes that used to bully me, and it's not that I'm living in the past, but he just seems like such a tool. Like, you look at Rob Gronkowski, and he's goofy, and he's funny, and he's likable. And Travis just seems like the fakest dude ever. Like, I look at him, and I go, "You're so fake." Well, the world likes him, so what am I doing wrong? Well, we got a few things here. First of all, Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs went to the White House, and they met Joe Biden because they won the Super Bowl this year because Brock Purdy choked.
Mm-hmm.
And he was told that if he was going to act up, he was going to get tased. And in this clip, it's from that awful podcast, New Heights, that Jason and Travis do. It seems like they find it funny. You do realize that they're telling you, you behave so badly that we're warning you.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
All right.
I felt taser aimed at me.
Travis Kelce reveals he was warned about being tased while at the White House. After attending the nation's capital to celebrate the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory back in February, Travis takes to his New Heights podcast with his brother Jason Kelce and shares that Secret Service told him they were, quote, authorized to tase him if he approached the podium.
When I walked,
you do realize that that's not a good thing, Travis. That's implying that when you had your college graduation and you were chugging a beer and you've known to be kind of a reckless sociopath with CTE, that they're pretty much saying, we're not letting you mess with us.
Approach the podium.
When I walked in, we had about four or five Secret Service members come up to me and tell me, you know, if you go up to that podium, we're authorized to tase you.
How about? Yeah, that's not a good thing. That's implying that you have a drinking problem.
To tase you.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. So, like, just when you think you're being slick.
We are authorized. It is completely within our rights.
Yes.
To tase.
It is actually.
It seems like Jason's so much smarter than Travis. Just the way he speaks. He's very, you know, what's the word?
Manly. Jason speaks very much like a man because he was an offensive lineman. So he had a very hard job.
Travis is very much like, oh my God, I'm a party boy.
Mm-hmm.
actually order.
And while Travis was later invited up to the podium by President Joe Biden himself and joked about being told he'd get tased if he did so, he says he was on edge the entire time.
I would be too, bro. Maybe this is a slice of humble pie. You walk around thinking you're better than everybody at all times. Mm-hmm.
So that's all that was going through my head. I had no idea President Biden was going to ask me to come up and let me have my moment. I had no idea.
That's awesome. Well, you nailed it.
And he walked right up, and the first thing he said was, give me the floor. And I felt taser aimed at me when I was up there the whole time.
No, you didn't. You're being overdramatic.
While I was up there, don't make any quick movements.
Listen, if the president invites you up,
be cool.
You're not going to get tased.
Yeah, that's Jason being smart. You know, Travis is being over dramatic and over the top. And Jason's like, relax.
Still, if I would have did something real quick, real fast or like real quick or like did something, I don't know. It's just in my head.
Oh, he is the worst. I wonder what him and Taylor talk about. A vapid relationship. It literally began by him catcalling her, going on his podcast, I went to your concert, I have your beats. And she's like, and I've been saying this, and people don't even let me get my words out when I say this. Taylor needed his publicity. Now, when I say that, people go, she's one of the most famous singers of all time, and quite possibly the Elvis of the millennial generation. Why would she need a less famous NFL tight end from a small market of Kansas City? Here's why. Because she was touring all the time, and yes, she was releasing new music, but in the spring and summer of last year, all she was doing was touring. Nobody was really talking about her, because I cover celebrity news every day on Happy Hour, and then all of a sudden, she became a household name across the whole planet. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I'm a man of my words. I don't lie on this show. I'm telling you, she needed Travis. Travis needed her more, but she needed Travis too.
And I'm like, dude, I'm about to get tased. They warned me. Fuck, Joe, you bear trap, you mother.
As
he talks so like, yo, don't mess with me, dog. And Jason talks all, I don't know, intelligent.
Explains Travis was determined to be on his best behavior this year, seeing as how he brought an expired ID and almost broke a law last year when he tried to make a speech at the podium with the presidential seal. He was only able to get a few words in, so I've been waiting for this, before Patrick Mahomes quickly pulled him away, adding a simple, quote, sorry, into the mic. As for what he was planning to say, well, Travis recapped the day on a June 2023 episode of his podcast and shared that all he wanted to do was take advantage of the iconic moment.
So we got to get to the biggest thing that made social news. What were you going to say?
I just wanted
when
to
you
address
went up to the podium while President Joe Biden
I just
was
always wanted
distracted.
To
you clearly gave him. It was the oldest thing in the book, and Joe fell for it. That really quick.
Joe falls for everything because he's got dementia.
I swear, what's over there? Like, I mean, come on. What is?
Obviously, the president at the podium is. It's iconic, right? It's sure. iconic, yeah. And how he usually addresses the nation. Mm-hmm. To my fellow Americans, and I would that's all I wanted to say, dude. That's it. I just wanted to go up there and say I shouldn't have started off with I've always wanted to do this.
You would have started off with my fellow Americans. That would have been such a showstopper.
I don't know, it's not jealousy because I'm proud of this podcast and where it's gone, but there's something about that podcast I find so fake. And I've gone on a few dates with girls, and they'll be like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I work in radio, and I have a podcast. And they're like, is it like the New Heights podcast? And I'm like, ugh. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a compliment when a girl says that. I've never been like, oh, yeah, please compare me to two tight ends or one tight end, one offensive line. Yeah! I don't know. There's just something about the podcast that seems, I don't know, fake. Like, it just doesn't seem like a podcast where if you were to meet them in real life, you're like, oh my goodness, are they cool people? Jason seems aight. Travis just seems insufferable. I don't know. Maybe it's because he tried to beat up his coach on the sideline and probably has anger problems. But there's just nothing about him I like. He just drives me nuts. And what drives me even more nuts is the Swifties that think that they're in a real relationship. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, he cheats on Taylor all the time. I have no proof of that, but I just feel like while she's touring across the world, a lot of times athletes have a lot of needs, and I'm not defending it. I'm just saying I could see it being possible.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, if you want to let me know what you think about that opinion, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. And if you're listening in St. Petersburg and Pinellas Park, you got to go to the chill room of Pinellas Park. It is the best kava and kratom bar around. We record here live, and Leah is one of my favorite bartenders. Everybody's my favorite bartender here, but Leah makes really good kratom lemonade. We will be right back on Happy Hour after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Let's see what song I should play.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a song that's fascinating. It's called 'Cause the Beat's Hot, and it's by Board Bangers, and it's from seventh grade. And when I was in the hallway in seventh grade, I would listen to this all the time. It's one of the weirdest songs ever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man on the bad side of town. He got a board, a new kind of board.
Oh, yeah? What's so special about it?
It's got a special beat. When you pick it up, the whole world start dancing.
Meow, 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 meow.
Don't tell anyone where you got this information from. The whole world's on the lookout for the skateboard.
Streets locked. I keep you coming back for more like a crease spot.
Hey, what's the scenario? I got the video. The type of music you could bump it in your stereo.
So put it in your system and let that bass hum and let it beat your eardrums till your face numb.
Hey, we just two crease, boy. Way out your lead, boy. Them boy bangers from the J to E and T.
From Bronzeside to Long Beach, boy. Get out your seats, boy. And make way for them skaters from the streets, boy.
Kick flips, boy. Pick chips, boy. Overseas, here we come. Big trips, boy.
What you know about this thing? Flying on the weekend. Bank accounts all around the world. We eating pesos, francs, euros. Stop. No hook on the track. Why? Because the beat's hot.
I'm a Laker girl.
You see that cherry whip, that Bloody Mary kid. Zoom, zoom, boom, boom. I'm about to marry this.
I mean that beat though, like Danny Lee though. You can catch my toes trucking like a repo.
Cause this is our block, my wood, Long Beach boys and girls. This is our hood.
Cause I'm the queen, gotta make you lean. Board banging on my line like I'm illiterate.
Show stopping at the light. My rims stop. No hook on the track. Why? Because the beat's hot.
We make your body rock. Now do the ollie pop. I got you tasting different flavors like a lollipop.
Hey, just dance to this and wave your hands to this and get it popping in the club when they banging this.
See, I'm skateboard. Just call me Lakeshore. Stones break bones, but I break boards.
Yeah,
we stepping in the light. Hate us, flop. No hook on the track.
Why? Because the beat's hot.
If you're feeling our song, download it for free. Hardcorebangers.tv.
That's how you know a song's old.
Song.
Talking about downloading it. What's the website?
Hardcorebangers.tv.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Happy Hour will be right back.
But it's right here. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortify.com. When I tell you that it is the best nutrition products around, I'm a man of my words. It's run by my good friend, Michael Lang. They have FitPro, which is this pre- and post-workout protein powder. That is amazing. Gives you stamina and energy. Got creatine in it. I've been working out all day. I got so fat during the winter, and it makes me feel alive. Here's the deal. At checkout at fortifeye.com. At checkout, use keyword RYAN20. I know for the other websites, mitra-9.com and dzbzhoney.com, it's keyword hoppy. But for this one, it's RYAN20. To save 20%.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
We have so much to get into. Now, let me know what you think about the show. 856-49-HAPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Now for something completely different.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio, hi. Like I said, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and this is the morning radio show vibe in a podcast. And if you're listening via the podcast for the past 32 minutes and 35 seconds, I appreciate it. We have so much to get into. I'm telling you right now. But right now, I want to discuss Lady Gaga.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
But we can't get into news about Lady Gaga without some circus music. Because you know why? She is a circus act. She's very talented and one of the greatest of all time. And she pretty much embraces, you know, the whole circus act. I mean, she has a show in Las Vegas and that. So before we get into Lady Gaga, I had to play circus music. But now we'll get into Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga addresses rumors she's pregnant. Speculation the singer could be expecting surfaced while she was attending her sister's wedding June 1st with her partner, Michael Polanski. Well, Mother Monster seems to have gotten wind of the chatter and is clapping back in a new video on TikTok.
I love when they say that the celebrities are clapping back. Like, that's the most overused word.
In the clip, Gaga shows off her winged eyeliner and bleached brows while text over the vid reads, "Not pregnant, just down bad crying at the gym." Turning her followers' attention to more pressing matters, the Oscar winner goes on to share a link to register to vote.
Yeah. She probably wants the Americans to vote for Biden. And I'm proud to say right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, I'm going to be honest with you because I'm an honest man on this show. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I will be voting at all. I don't have the interest. I don't care. When there's a millennial president, you might see me voting. The last person I voted for was Obama. I also don't like that in Florida where I record that if you vote, your address is out there. And since I'm a public figure, I don't want people knowing where my studio apartment is. And neither Trump nor Biden know who the hell I am yet. So why should I care? I know that opinion's going to stir up some people. Oh, it's your right to vote. You should know. If it's my right to vote, then it's my right. not to vote. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Lady G's message comes just a few months after she sparked engagement rumors with Michael, a little more than 4 years after they began dating.
She's smart. She's dating someone that's not famous, because I feel like the relationships in Hollywood that survive are the ones that are full of people that are not famous.
Mm-hmm.
You have Lady Gaga and this guy Michael doing well. But you see, like, Bennifer, they're not doing well.
Back in January 2020, the celeb and the tech entrepreneur were photographed kissing at a New Year's Eve party in Las Vegas.
That is the perfect person to date. Someone in tech. They got money, they got swagger, and they're not famous.
Fast forward to the following month, and Gaga had her fans going wild after making their relationship Instagram official. She captioned her post, "We had so much fun in Miami. Love to all my little monsters and fans. You're the best." In April of that year, the singer declared Michael was the, quote, love of her life during a virtual appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe. That same month, the source told E! News their love only got stronger amid the pandemic. She is happy for this time with him, the insider explained. They've been staying at her place in Malibu, watching movies, cooking, and just hanging out.
Two things. First of all, if your relationship survived a pandemic, you truly are with the person that you're meant to be. And second of all, you know Lady Gaga probably loves the low-key part of this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it this way. You know her whole life, she's been out and about dating people. And the fact that she can just watch Netflix at home, she probably loves.
As the source previously noted, she is incredibly happy with him. And it's the type of happiness that the 13-time Grammy winner couldn't keep to herself, especially...
13-time Grammy winner? That is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
...on her 35th birthday. She captioned a March 2021 Instagram post featuring a gorgeous bouquet of flowers. "When your boyfriend sends you all the flowers in Rome for your birthday. I love you, honey. I can't wait to be home with you and our dogs. That's all I need."
Yeah, she's a classy woman.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this headline here, and this one fascinated me.
If you're taking a trip with your friend...
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Notorious B.I.G.'s mom, Valletta Wallace, has some strong words for Sean Diddy Combs amid his legal troubles.
Yeah, you know, if Notorious B.I.G.'s mom is speaking up, that you're in a lot of trouble.
Late rapper's mom reacts in a new Rolling Stone interview to the mounting allegations against her son's former collaborator, who recently apologized for physically assaulting his ex-girlfriend Cassie following the release of security footage from 2016. Valletta tells Rolling Stone, "I'm sick to my stomach," adding, "I'm praying for Cassie, I'm praying for his mother. I don't want to believe the things that I've heard, but I've seen the hotel video. I pray that he apologizes to her." She adds,
"Yeah, that apology Diddy put up was so fake. There was not one part of it I watched where I'm like, oh, it's so real.
I hope that I see Sean one day, and the only thing I want to do is slap the daylights out of him," adding, "and you can quote me on that, because I liked him. I didn't want to believe all the awful things, but I'm so ashamed and embarrassed."
One of the saddest things I've ever saw, I watched the Notorious B.I.G. documentary about 3 years ago on Netflix, and he left crack out on the windowsill, and his mom thought it was like scrambled eggs. And she said when she found out after he died that he was dealing crack out of her house, and that's what that was on the windowsill, that she has never been so mad at a dead person. So you know that Notorious B.I.G.'s mom has been through a lot.
It comes amid mounting legal troubles for the Bad Boy Records mogul. Most recently, the 54-year-old was sued by April Lampros, a woman who alleges Diddy sexually assaulted her on 4 occasions, according to the claim obtained by NBC News.
I just want him to actually get charged. Like, it's cool that all this awareness is coming out about how much of a piece of garbage he is. But can we actually, like, get a charge on him, please? Please?
In a statement obtained by NBC News shortly after the filing, Lampros said, "I'm confident that justice will prevail and the veil will be removed so no other woman will have to endure what I did." E! News has...
It was just weird when they literally had the raid of his house and then it was like nothing happened from it. I don't know. The whole thing is very suspicious to me.
has reached out to Diddy's reps for comment on the accusations and has not yet heard back. In March, federal agents raided two of the mogul's homes, executing search warrants ordered by the Southern District of New York at his homes in Los Angeles and Miami.
Yeah, that was 3 months ago because we're recording this right now on June 5th. I don't know. It's sad. Utterly ridiculous. Also, some big headlines here. It says right here that Sydney Sweeney is getting a house for $20 million in Florida, which that can get you a really big house in Florida. In Los Angeles, that would get you a shack. Hey, Sydney Sweeney, if you're ever in the St. Petersburg area, hit me up, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. And to the audience, you can reach me at that number. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have so much that we have to get into. If you're listening on the radio, don't touch that dial. If you're listening on the podcast, keep on listening. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Dr. Pepper and Kanye West, which if there was a way to describe Hoppy Hour, it would be the fact that we're talking about soda and then we're talking about Kanye West, you know. This is a show where you never know the direction I'm going to take it in. And some people would say, that's because you're unpredictable. And I say it's because I have ADHD.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Like I say before every song, if you don't feel like listening to it, you can skip forward 3 minutes. But here is Droked Out by Soundmaster T. This is one of my favorite songs from 2008 growing up in Chicago.
We'll be right back.
Got a new sound, making all the hoes get down. Need a quick man, make your chain swing. Pimps and the players gon' do the damn thing. Coming in the club, taking over streets, taking over main with them choked out beats. Got them on charge, got them on lock. Everywhere we go, guaranteed to blow the spot. Messages to them haters, trying to say them gators. Oh, it's gon' blaze you, nothing is gonna save you. Bets on the streets, bets on the beats. If you wanna bounce, best report to me. My city, Chi-Town, where I put it down. Ain't no limit, dropping beats by the pound. I balls out a lot, cause you know I call the shots. Stacking paper like them baking sodas in the pot.
We got the remix, we got the troll. We got them hit. Patron with a mean lean. Yeah. Well tilted and representing my home team. Super ugly with a stack of money is a Gator King. By the bar, Mr. Pimpin' is a Gator thing.
Tell them how we do it, Joe.
Gator
ones.
Rims. Spinning. And I ain't even driving, I'm just parking lot pimping. Slide off in the club, finna manage in the tipsy. So fresh, so clean. With a swagger in my lip. And what it is?
What it is?
What it do?
What it do?
Come on, shout it, let me see you get loose.
Get loose.
If you bought it, you can get some great goo. And VIP, I'm putting my hands on you.
Hey, we got the remix, we got the troll.
We got them getting down on the floor.
We
getting choked out, we be getting choked out. Choked out, we be getting choked out. Never did, hey goo. Hey shout it, let me see you get loose. We getting
choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out, choked out. We be getting choked out.
Don't be putting no chases in my journey. I want two high liggas, pimp.
Yeah. Smoke, drink, smoke, drink.
Stay.
Smoke, drink, smoke,
drink. Stay bent.
All on the earth.
I don't incur.
Speech all slurred.
Nothing in my cup.
Shit, it's all girl.
Y'all hiding the motherfucker making up words.
Looking like men.
I like them light skin.
Two at a time.
Got them 20 twin twins.
Patron and Grey Goose.
Mega Ray and Seagram's gin.
Stay together in my glass like they all best friends.
I can't walk.
I.
I can't tell. Broken from the day to the dark. Too far for square, but my goons on pee. It's drinks on you, all eyes on me. And niggas with me drinking dumb. Henny mixed with Remy Ma. Party going all night. When we kick it.
What's going on?
Niggas get they smoke out. They be getting choked out.
Look
a nigga. We be getting drogue
out. We be getting choked out.
What up? Oh yeah, they just don't make songs like this anymore. This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that he is the best boxing trainer in all of the May, in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. One of the best parts about him is his boxing bags. He's got a gym. He's got women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes. He's just the best around. Go to AmirAcademy.com for all of the info. Oh, yeah.
Let that beat drop.
This is also being brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.net. Devin Prasad's the best personal trainer in all the Bay Area. Also being brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. I don't know if you notice this trend, but I surround myself with the absolute best. It's like that song from the Karate Kid. I'm the best around. But trust me, I gotta stay humble. All right, we have so much to get into, so we're going to come back on Happy Hour and do it right now.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
It's time for Happy in the Morning.
Welcome back to the circus known as Happy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. If you're listening on the radio, hi. My name is Ryan Hoppy, and this is where I talk about celebrity news, dating, and much more. If you're listening on the podcast for the past 47 minutes and 55 seconds, 56 seconds, 57 seconds, 58 seconds, 59, 48 minutes, thank you for listening. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Now, we are going to talk about Dr. Pepper.
Big news from the Cola Wars this morning. Pepsi is no longer the second biggest soda brand behind Coke. It's Dr. Pepper. Yes, the doctor is in. The carbonated beverage has a blend of 23 flavors. Hoda has inched ahead of Pepsi as the...
I don't know why. I think it's because there's no caffeine, but I'm not the biggest fan of Dr. Pepper. Like, I don't hate it, but it just feels like empty. It's like drinking decaf coffee. I love caffeine. I don't know if you can tell by the speed and the pace that I speak on this podcast. But I love caffeine.
The number two soda in the country, that's according to sales data from Beverage Digest, which you never miss, do you? Industry experts say Dr. Pepper has been inching upwards for years. Pepsi's been trending down. However, Coke.
Yeah, I do love Coke. A cola.
Is still the dominant number one soda. It's got a market share more than double the second place competitor.
I like Coca-Cola, but I feel like I'm more thirsty afterwards. Like, it never quenches my thirst. Now, Jennifer Lopez, we're going to move on. Because I told you, you never know where I'm going to go on this podcast. I could be talking about Dr. Pepper or talking about Jennifer Lopez being a liar. Here's the thing with Jennifer Lopez is her tour got canceled. And she was trying to say, I want to spend time with family and friends. And she's always been an awful person to be around. I do like her music, but she's saying that there's negativity surrounding her failed tour. Let's hear what she has to say.
Whoa, Happy Hot Topic!
Jennifer Lopez is addressing the, quote, negativity amid her canceled tour. Days after the On the Floor singer announced she was scrapping her This Is Me Live tour, Jennifer alludes to the chatter about her private life, including the state of her and Ben Affleck's marriage, in a message celebrating the success of her movie Atlas and seeming...
Oh, wait, there's a post about Jennifer Lopez where she made the post and it's about her celebrating herself? But she's always been such a humble person. Ugh.
Seemingly clapping back at the critics. She writes in her On the J-Lo newsletter, June 5th, it may...
Can you imagine signing up for the J-Lo newsletter? It's so 2002.
It seems like there's a lot of negativity out in the world right now.
You're projecting and speaking about yourself. You've always been known as a bully.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally talking about yourself, J-Lo.
Don't let the voices of a few drown out that there is so much love out there.
Is Ben Affleck feeling love from you? Is everybody around you feeling love from you? I'm just saying.
She concludes her message with some love for her fans. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all so much.
People that use the word love all the time, it really is creepy because it's like, that's such an important word that if you go around saying, I love you. Like I used to work with somebody in radio that tells everybody that he loves them. And it's like, you're overusing the word.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's tour was set to begin June 26th in Orlando. But Live Nation announced May 31st that she canceled it to spend time with her family and close friends. The 54-year-old wrote in her newsletter at the time, I am completely heartsick and devastated about letting you down.
No, you're sad about the lack of money that's going to come into your bank account because your new album, which I'm actually a fan of, failed.
Please know that I wouldn't do this if I didn't feel that it was absolutely necessary.
It was necessary because the arenas were going to be empty. It's going to be like, waiting for tonight?
Oh, nobody's there in attendance. Waiting for tonight?
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Promise I will make it up to you and we will all be together again.
But I love how she's acting like she's what's keeping the world together. Like, oh, Jennifer Lopez canceled her tour. No, how are we going to survive? By spending $175 on a washed up auto-tune act that copied Selena. If Selena never died, it would be no J-Lo.
Her music isn't the only news to make headlines recently. The Hustler star and her husband of nearly 2 years have sparked breakup speculation for weeks. With
Yeah, Ben, I've never met Ben Affleck. I don't think I'm going to ever meet Ben Affleck. I would love to meet Ben Affleck, but I got some advice for you, Ben. I've been through breakups. I never got back with an ex, and I never plan on it, but hear this sound effect right here? You hear that running sound effect? Yeah, that's how you should be, bro. Run from J-Lo. Run. Run as fast as you can. Get away from her.
Run.
Get out. While you're free, I'm just saying, there's no reason to date her anymore.
Rumors surging after Jennifer walked the red carpet at the 2024 Met Gala solo. However,
I love the people that break down the Met Gala. Like, that looks like the most pretentious thing ever.
However, Ben's rep confirmed to E! News that he missed the event due to filming The Accountant 2 in L.A.
Yeah, everybody makes it about relationships. It's not like Ben Affleck's making movies while J-Lo's making music and tours that aren't really happening, that are bombing. Ben Affleck's actually doing things.
Jennifer also raised eyebrows when she liked a March 19th Instagram post about healthy relationships, which read in part, quote, you can't build a relationship with someone who is disconnected from themselves.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez seems like she likes everything and posts on and has all these social media posts and everything where she thinks she's talking about other people, but it's all just her projecting herself. She needs to go to therapy, but she's too much of a narcissist to do that. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. We got a few minutes before the break. Kathy Lee Gifford recalls her fury over her late husband Frank's shocking affair with a flight attendant and says that she chose to stay with him because if she didn't, it would put her whole family at risk. I guess he had a glamorous affair with an ex-flight attendant. And Kathy Lee Gifford, I hate to break it to you, I'm not trying to be rude, but that's not the only person that he had an affair with. Usually cheaters do it all the time. And I'm not saying you were with him for money, because even when this happened, I was 4 years old in 1997. I'm not trying to make the audience feel old, but I don't really remember it. But a lot of these people that cheat, these people in power, that's not the first time and not the only time that they did. And I'm assuming they probably went on to have an open relationship. And I've worked with people in the past in the entertainment business that have open relationships. And it's the most awkward thing, because you go to like a Christmas party and you're hanging out at their house and they're in one room talking to a bunch of girls on Snapchat, and then the wife's in the other room talking about how awful they are to be around. And you're just like, I know that you guys cheat on each other all the time. It's very awkward. All right. We are going to take a quick break on Happy Hour. If you're listening on the radio right now, hi, I appreciate it. Don't touch that radio dial. Great content is coming up. But if you're listening on the podcasting platform, I appreciate it. If you want to learn more about my show, search up HOPPE Radio on all major podcasting platforms. You can call me 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. When I record this show, I picture entertaining people while they're sitting in traffic. I don't care if you're in the UK and you're driving on the right side of the car, or if you're in America and you're driving on the left, I'm always here to entertain you. That's what I go for. All righty. We will be right back in Happy Hour after this. Do not touch that radio dial or that device. However the hell you are listening to
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take a quick break. If you don't feel like listening to this, like I say, you can skip forward 4 minutes. But this is a good song. This is Herda featuring GLC and Vi. We'll be right back.
Y'all not tuned with something beautiful right here. Something epic.
Big 75. This official.
Matthias.
Let's make it.
Look, us being a nice guy, I leave that to them dudes that shoot hoops. I'd rather roll through in a new coupe with chicks that get 200 to do shoots. Rolling a shooby dooby while we listen to smooth grooves. Dude, I tried to told you I'm hot like magma and keep a man. I'm stashed up in the Dodge Magnum near the stash of the Magnums. Never know which one I'ma use. Right there, I got a couple people confused. Cause I never lose. Cause I never snooze. Pops, then I pop it to knock you out of your shoes. I shut down crews and rock tailor-made suits and Louis shoes. It's hard to do what I do. Stunning like Evel Knievel. Keep a watch face see-through. I do this for my people. Selling through they screen door. My mom said I was a walking felony. Cause I kept 16s in the closet like Kelly. Shop with the sellers. My songs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't fucking at them. Bees ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping at them.
Heard them up. Heard them up. Heard them up. Heard them up.
I'm a hustler for real. My dogs ain't barking at them. Chickens ain't fucking at them. Bees ain't searching at them. Birds ain't chirping at them.
Heard them up. Heard them up. Heard them up. Heard them up.
I'm a hustler for real. Nah, dog, I'm not a mad rapper. I'm a disgruntled MC, and I teach you dudes about tussling with me. Truth is, I hate these marks. I should pull this jammy in spark and leave these rappers handicap parking. When you see your boy out, bow down or kiss the ring. With a crew about myself, I ain't worried about a thing. This is Shot City, man. Where the f*** you from? How your chick can't go up, she ain't gobbling. My partner Supreme told me flows hard on these monkeys. I hit pro gyms and told them make my wrist chunky. Chain hung like donkey. And fuck them dudes who want it. Nickname beautiful, keep them breasts on me. Homie, I'm funky like woo. Leg shots to let you know that I'm serious. When them blocks get hot, I'm in the streets bare chested. I got money invested.
Yeah.
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 I'm serious in this world.
This ain't the young and restless. You could say the drama, life support, boy. Put your life on pause like a comma. When you cutting corners and you stacking money, it's like they turn comedians, man, they get to acting funny. I know the MCs, the real MCs. Same old same dude, man, them n****s was shopping with me. Get a pumpkin head in front of your little daughter. You a broke pop machine, get you out of order. I'ma come and get you. Don't make me keep me hit your shells like a snail or an armadillo. Watch your blue lights with the blue film, slice it, slice it, make him look like he got gills. This ain't artificial, man, this shit real. Throw him in Lake Michigan and hope the nigga can't swim. And if he can't, I guess he won't live. Giving names, get your change, he ain't hate a bill.
They nothing, Charlie. Let's go.
I am the grain.
I heard him up,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio, gmail.com. We got about 10 minutes left. Go to FORTIFEYE.com and at checkout, use keyword RYAN20.
On dating apps, he's 6'9", but in reality, he's 6'8½".
And now for something completely different.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on a radio, this is your first time, hi. This is a morning radio vibe in a podcast. But if you've been listening for the past hour and 3 minutes and 45 seconds, thank you for listening. If you're listening on the radio and you want to hear more, search up HOPPE on all major podcasting platforms. Alrighty, let's talk about Kanye West.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Action from his former assistant.
Let me rewind that.
Kanye West is facing legal action from his former assistant. Lauren Pisciotta is suing West for a number of complaints, including wrongful termination, sexual harassment, quid pro quo and hostile environment, unlawful retaliation, unpaid wages, and gender discrimination, as seen in documents obtained by...
This is so obvious. He seems like such a dirtbag. I mean, listen to this long list. Like, I'm not surprised that he doesn't pay people. He seems like someone that's impossible to get money from.
Sexual harassment, quid pro quo, and hostile environment, yeah. Unlawful retaliation, mm-hmm. Unpaid wages, and gender discrimination, as seen in documents obtained by E! News. Pisciotta worked for West for about a year and a half after she was hired by the rapper in July of 2021.
I bet at first she's like, oh my goodness, this is my big break. And then within 30 minutes, she's like,
this is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Time she was making around $1 million per year through social media, of which she alleges in her suit that West approved. However,
yeah, so at first he's your boy, he's cool with it, and then what happens?
A year later, she claims West asked that Pisciotta become, quote, godlike and delete her OnlyFans account.
Yeah, that's what happens when you work with a lot of creative people. I've had this before in radio where people claim to have your back, and then when you go out and do your own thing, then they're threatened.
According to the suit, West promised to pay Pisciotta $1 million in compensation for the loss of the account, but that he allegedly never paid. Additionally, Pisciotta claims in her suit that West sent her a multitude of inappropriate and graphically sexual messages and videos throughout her employment, examples of which included in the documents describe his sexual fantasies, sexual encounters with an unnamed model, and other messages which, quote, suggested or insinuated that the plaintiff wanted to have sex with the defendant and actually had sexual intercourse with the defendant.
Listen, I love like 2004 to 2014 Kanye West music, but he seems like such an awful dude.
And in fact, she did not want to and never indeed did do. Additionally, Pisciotta alleges that in mid-September of 2022, she was offered a promotion to a chief of staff role that came with an accompanying raise, which brought her annual salary from $1 million to $4 million.
That's quite the pay raise.
Yet, while Pisciotta says she accepted the role and began performing its duties accordingly, she claims, quote, despite expressing their great satisfaction with plaintiff's job performance, defendants continue to fail to pay plaintiff as they had previously promised. Then in October of 2022, Pisciotta claimed her employment was terminated, at which time she was offered a severance of $3 million, which she...
That is a lot of money if you really think about it.
She accepted, but says she was never paid. The documents say, quote, as a result of defendants' discriminatory, retaliatory, and unlawful actions against her, the plaintiff has suffered and continues to suffer damages.
Yeah, Kanye West not paying people does not surprise me. All right, what the hell is going on with Hunter Biden?
Happy birthday to First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, but this probably isn't the way she would like to be spending her special day, attending the first day of her stepson Hunter Biden's federal gun trial inside a Delaware courthouse. But there she was in a bright purple suit flanked by Secret Service agents. Les Trent reports.
First Lady Jill Biden put her support for son Hunter on full display today, wearing a bright purple pantsuit as she attended the first day of his federal trial.
She must have such a headache of a life. She's got to deal with Joe, then she's got this son.
Hunter Biden, the president's son's case begins this morning.
Jury selection is underway in Hunter Biden's felony gun charges trial. This is the first time the child of a sitting president has gone on trial.
Dr. Jill turned 70.
Listen, I don't vote. I don't care about either politician. But could you imagine if this was Trump's kid? It would be talked about so much more.
Three today, and the unusual way that she spent her birthday was not lost on Hunter. He was overheard joking with her, happy birthday, I got you a special event.
What a dirtbag.
CBS News reporter Scott McFarlane is at the courthouse.
Everybody in the room was struck when we saw Hunter Biden give his mother a small embrace during a lunch break.
Also showing support for Biden today, wife Melissa Cohen. The pair held hands as they strode into the Delaware courthouse. The president spent the weekend with his son going on a bike ride in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where the Bidens own a beach house. The president issued this statement. I am the president, but I am also a dad.
Yeah, not a very good dad.
Jill and I love our son, and we are so proud of the man he is today. How serious a case is this for Hunter Biden?
This is all kinds of a nightmare scenario for Hunter Biden. First of all, he's facing three felonies, each of which could result in prison time. They're going to dig deep into the depths of his drug addiction.
The criminal trial focuses on allegations that the president's son purchased a Colt Cobra 38 special revolver in October 2018 while allegedly addicted to drugs. Prosecutors say he lied on this background check, declaring that he was not addicted to any narcotic drug or any other controlled substance. But 2 days after he purchased the gun, prosecutors allege he sent this text. I was sleeping on a car smoking crack on 4th and Rodney, referring to an intersection.
You imagine if Trump's kid said that? I mean, come on now.
In the city of Wilmington.
All of his embarrassing, dirty laundry out there in public view with the world watching.
That's him.
By the end of the day, a 12-person jury of six men and six women was seated, along with four alternates. Hunter Biden.
Yeah. It just seems like this really isn't being covered as much as the Trump trial. And I guess they're using his memoir audio against him. We don't have enough time to play that clip, but yeah, he probably shouldn't have wrote that book. I mean, the only press he got from it was going on Jimmy Kimmel's awful show. All right. We've been recording the show for about 70 minutes. And I think it's time that it comes to an end. If you're listening on a radio, do not touch that radio dial. But guess what? You can search Hoppy Radio on all major platforms to listen. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And like I say, this is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I'm always thinking about you guys when I'm driving down the road and doing my thing. And if you're driving down the road and listening, I appreciate you listening. All right. Go to ryanhoppyradio.com for all the info on all 14 platforms that this podcast is on. What else? We got 30 seconds here. We record from St. Petersburg, Florida, and it's a beautiful time here. If you're in London, I really want you to reach out to me because I always want to go to London, and this is going to be a London name drop, but I love the Chris Moyle show, and I like to emulate myself after his hyper type of radio, so I really appreciate that. I'm also a diehard fan of Caesar the Geezer from back in the day, so this just in, I'm kind of a radio geek. All right, we are going to end right now, and I'll talk to you soon.
Happy hour.
And like that.